What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, September 17th, 2020. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we've got a lot to talk about today, maybe a little while before we get to the phones. And Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. So let's just get right on into it. Today is Constitution Day. On this day in 1787, the Constitution was signed. Trump just made a speech about that and signed a proclamation remembering the Constitution, as we all should. It is the law of the land, and I hope it can survive the coming turmoil that we're seeing on the horizon here. All right, Tropical Storm Sally has dumped up to 3 feet of torrential rain on Alabama and Florida with historic and catastrophic flooding. It's been described as 4 months of rain in 4 hours. And apparently the 105 mile per hour winds when it was still a hurricane knocked out power for 570,000 people. Now, over in Alabama, they've actually taken pictures of 12-foot alligators swimming through people's front yards. Okay. Glenn Beck has now come out revealing evidence of arson in the West Coast fires, and he dares big tech to throttle this. Right now, those fires have burned 5 million acres. The firefighters are still out there trying to contain that. And it's just a huge, huge mess out there. And there seems, you know, they've already arrested people for arson out there. So we know some people are setting these fires. And we know at least a few of them are connected with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. All right, let's talk about our domestic politics here and asking the question, what if the election doesn't end on Election Day, which seems very, very likely? Here's what happens next. Okay, states have more than a month in which to count ballots and conduct recounts if necessary. While deadlines vary, mail-in ballots can come in until November 23rd. There's the window for the cheating. Because after the 3rd, they can see how much Trump won by, and then they can come up with phony mail-in ballots to overcome that advantage, and they have until November 23 to get them in. States then have until December 12th to certify the election results. The Electoral College meets on December 14th. So this is going to be the crookedest election in U.S. history. Donald Trump is saying that the election could be thrown into the House of Representatives. Now, he's painting this doomsday scenario of North Korea forging ballots, mass fraud, results off by 15%, and protests that will be put down. Now, obviously, if the election is thrown into the House of Representatives, and yes, that is in the Constitution, obviously Biden would be voted in. Now, Jill Biden hits the campaign trail in New Hampshire as Joe Biden stays put in Delaware. And apparently, Democrats tried to organize a car parade for Jill Biden, and only a handful of cars actually showed up. Now, Biden is trying to court the Hispanic vote and held this Hispanic Heritage meeting. Six people showed up to that. So the Trump campaign is trolling Biden after his latest stunt pandering to Latinos. Actually, Despacito is the perfect song for Biden. Breathing slowly on your neck. You remember some of those videos of Creepy Joe. Anyway, CBS was caught faking the news report on Biden's Latino event. They used a photo from Latinos for Trump event in Phoenix and identified it as Biden's Florida event. So they're still out there lying to everybody. No big surprise here. Facebook is censoring a pro-Trump ad on Biden raising taxes, even after their fact check admits the claim may be true, but they stamped it mostly false anyhow. So their bias is definitely, definitely showing. More than 200 former military officers are backing Donald Trump in a letter warning that 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden would usher in socialist and Marxist influences on American government, and he certainly would. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes the far left can push Vice President Biden, then to be President Biden, in a more progressive direction if Democrats win the White House. Now, Joe Biden has admitted he has a list of people he's supposed to call on for questions. It's pre-selected, and we can presume that he's being given the answers on his little teleprompter there. So Biden calls on reporters from his prepared list for names after showing up 90 minutes late for a 10-minute speech on the COVID vaccine. The latest National Rasmussen survey has Trump actually ahead for the first time. And Trump's approval rating soars to 52%. All right. There's a disturbing trend here. This is an article that came out of Zero Hedge. A recent survey of 2,000 Americans by Cato Institute, YouGov, found that 62% of Americans say the political climate these days prevents them from saying things they believe because others might find them offensive. In other words, self-censorship is up. And this is up from 2017, when 58% agreed with this statement. The majorities of Democrats, 52%, Independents, 59%, and Republicans, 77%, all agree they have political opinions they are afraid to share. And, of course, that plays into the hands of those who are trying to hijack the nation. You have to have the courage of your convictions. You have to have the courage to speak out, because if you don't, your silence will be interpreted as consent, even though we know it isn't. Okay, apparently last Sunday in Wilmington, Delaware, liberals threw eggs at children during a rally for President Donald Trump. I saw a photo of one of the kids. It was just egg all over him, eggshell everywhere. What a mean and nasty thing to do. And then they wonder why their brand is so damaged here. Now, with this Mideast peace deal, however it's going to work out, Trump has scored a major foreign policy victory where Obama failed miserably. But the corporate media is out there trying to dismiss it, downplay it, say it's just a business deal. It's not a tremendous accomplishment. And basically, the corporate media is yawning about this. But what Trump did was very different. He dropped trying to get the Palestinians and the Israelis to sit down and talk peace, because it's never going to happen. And instead, he started trying to build peace with the other Arab nations. And apparently there are other Arab nations getting ready to sign on to the agreement as well. All righty. Lindsey Graham is saying that Comey will testify on September 30th, but he's not going to subpoena Mueller, and it looks like McCabe and Strzok will walk. So Lindsey Graham lied, and he's a fraud. Nothing's going to happen. Now, over on the Senate Intelligence Committee, they're starting to issue subpoenas for the Russiagate, Obamagate, so they may make some more progress. And the wet work is definitely starting. A Republican campaign aide was murdered in Minneapolis. A staffer for Lacey Johnson, who's running against Ilhan Omar, was shot dead in a drive-by shooting. On Monday, two of the aides were shot standing outside a convenience store when one or more shooters opened fire. It was a drive-by shooting. The 17-year-old staffer later died at the hospital. All righty. When it's finally tallied up, it's estimated that the widespread vandalism and looting during the Black Lives Matter protests will cost the insurance industry $2 billion after violence erupted in 140 cities in the wake of George Floyd's death. And interestingly enough, this is the worst damage caused by rioting in the nation's history. Speaking of George Floyd, apparently a new video has been released showing him trying to get rid of a small bag of white powder and the police finding a crack pipe on his person during the run-up to the shooting arrest. Okay, a military whistleblower says federal officials sought some unusual crowd control devices, including one that's been called a heat ray, to deal with protesters outside the White House on the June day that law enforcement forcibly cleared Lafayette Park. We've talked about this one before. It's basically a microwave oven on a stand, and it heats the water inside your skin. It makes your skin feel like it's on fire. And it's interesting that they are starting to use this and deploy this for crowd control. All righty. Donald Trump has revealed a White House staff member has tested positive for coronavirus, but aides say the person didn't go to the deal signing attended by Middle East leaders and hundreds of guests. Okay. Continuing on with the coronavirus news, Donald Trump contradicts his own CDC boss, calls him confused and mistaken for saying under oath that masks work better than vaccines and that vaccines will not be available to all within weeks. Okay. Now, somebody has put out this suggestion. This came out of Daily Mail in Great Britain. Could washing your nose with iodine protect you from COVID-19? Swabbing the virus with the antiseptic for 15 seconds completely killed it in a lab study. Another little interesting aspect is apparently eyeglasses may lower the COVID-19 risks. Study finds that people who wear eyeglasses are 5 times less likely to be diagnosed with coronavirus than the general public. Well, because the virus can enter your body through the eyes as well as through the nose and the mouth. Get out those old eyeglasses. All righty. Emails reveal Nashville mayor's office colluded with Metro Health to hide the actual COVID numbers from citizens and business owners because they were so low. And it looks like there's going to be a lawsuit. And Trump is already saying some of these people should be in jail. But the Nashville mayor's office colluded with the Nashville Health Department to hide the numbers because the numbers were so low, to hide it from the citizens. Okay. All right. Florida protesters sporting Make America Great Again T-shirts and hats defy the COVID rules and march maskless through a Target store singing, "We're not going to take it," shouting, "Take off your mask." Now, at this point, I mean, given what the CDC was saying about the size of the virus and the size of the weave, even in the N95 masks, they're really not doing that good. And if you wear eyeglasses and you put one of those masks on, when you exhale, you'll see your glasses fog. Well, what's fogging your glasses? Your exhaled breath, carrying with it droplets of moisture and potentially virus particles. So they're really not that effective anyway. It's just forcing compliance and the government trying to look like they're doing something even when they're not able to do anything about it at all. Over in North Carolina, residents were accidentally told they had positive coronavirus tests. More than 6,700 individuals in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, were sent a text message from the health department on Friday, last Friday, that they tested positive for COVID-19, and over 500 people were told through a county email that they were also infected with the novel coronavirus. But the results were incorrect due to a technical error by HealthSpace, the company they used for contact tracing. Can you imagine getting one of those? People are still talking about what's going on down in Australia, and it's being described as from blue shirts to brown. On Saturday, the 5th of September, a national day of protest occurred in cities around Australia against the unnecessary and draconian lockdowns that have been occurring across the country and which are still occurring in Victoria. Similar protests have occurred in cities around the world, most especially in Europe. The protests are a legitimate and rational response to despotic and often unconstitutional laws that unscientifically characterize every member of society as a biosecurity risk to everyone else. There are also a protest against law enforcement bureaucracies that identify responsible, civic-minded citizens as criminals if they dare to question such laws or, even worse, step out of their homes in defiance of the lockdown to register their dissent. Now, there's another article on this same topic. This is out of womenssystems.com. Chairman Dan's Great Wall of Misery, checkpoints, number plate technology, and police station in holiday towns will ensure Melburnians don't escape their city prison as the lockdown lasts longer than Wuhan's. Daniel Andrews has set up a so-called ring of steel around Melbourne to stop residents heading to regional Victoria, where coronavirus restrictions are finally being relaxed. Comedian Chris Rock is ripping the Democratic Party over COVID, saying, "You let the pandemic come in by focusing on impeachment. We're too fixated on impeaching Donald Trump, and they weren't paying attention." Remember, for all the talk about Donald Trump trying to downplay COVID-19 and keep people calm, back when it was first starting, the Democrats were saying exactly the same thing. Biden was saying exactly the same thing. Okay. Now, there's another interesting article, this one coming out of Zero Hedge. The United States image has tumbled to a record low among a new 13-nation Pew Research Center poll released Tuesday. America's reputation, nevertheless, confidence in the Trump administration have both rapidly declined over the past year due to the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, that may be what they were looking to see, but I think America's image has been harmed by other things besides COVID-19, such as invading all these different countries, sanctioning everybody who won't conform their economies to support American corporations. Getting on to the international news here, Russia is accusing the U.S. of promoting revolution in Belarus. Russia yesterday accused Washington of trying to foment a revolution in Belarus, where it sent its defense minister for talks on military ties, a sign that Moscow's support for Belarusian leader Lukashenko is hardening. Russia's foreign spy chief says the U.S. is stage managing the Belarus unrest. And just after Moscow announced Tuesday that Russian force reserve units would be withdrawn from the Lithuanian border, top Russian officials have slammed NATO flexing its muscle during the ongoing Tobruk Legacy 2020 drills in Lithuania. a top official, Alexander Kanchian, who heads the Association of Unions of Reserves Officers, said that while alarming, it is not expected that NATO will take any real military action against Belarus. But it was the director of Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service, Sergei Naryshkin, who issued the most directly provocative comments Thursday. The powerful intelligence chief charged that the United States is stage managing the unrest in Belarus, which has since the August 9th re-election of President Lukashenko sought to topple him. Lukashenko, meanwhile, is fingering a Soros-backed color revolution plot against the Belarusian state. And he says, now we can look back and analyze in detail all the stages of the scenario for the destruction of our country, which fortunately we did not allow to be realized and will not allow, Lukashenko said in a meeting with the political activists of the Republic on Wednesday. Meanwhile, people are looking at what's going on between Greece versus Turkey and wondering, is it possible we could have a war inside of NATO? And I would say that, yes, it's definitely possible. Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Pompeo was forced to fly to Nicosia to discuss the situation in the Mediterranean Sea. The visit took place 2 weeks after the telephone talks between the presidents of the United States, Turkey, and the Greek prime minister. Donald Trump was unable to effectively resolve the Turkish-Greek controversy. During the talks, Mitsotakis complained about destabilizing actions of Turkey, threatening peace and stability in the region, as well as testing NATO cohesion. In response, Erdogan claimed the readiness to conduct a dialogue to resolve contradiction. As a result, Ankara sent another geological reconnaissance ship to the Mediterranean Sea and exacerbated the already tense situation. Well, it turns out Chinese and Indian troops exchanged gunfire last week. It was announced yesterday. The incident occurred just days before the foreign ministers from both countries met in Moscow to discuss tensions over the vague line of actual control, the disputed border in the Western Himalayas. There have been three incidents of gunfire, mostly warning shots, since late August with no reported casualties. Since the two countries have had a long-standing agreement not to use firearms in the area, these incidents mark the first time in 45 years that India and China exchanged shots at the borders. Military sources told the South China Morning Post that Chinese border troops increased their combat readiness to the second highest level after last week's gunfire. The alert was lowered after the foreign ministers met last week and agreed to reduce tensions. All right, China and India, a major Himalayan border troop buildup expected to extend into winter. So after a summer of high-level military-to-military talks appeared to have unraveled, although they've prevented another major border breach like the June 15 hand-to-hand combat clash, multiple reports confirm a new buildup of thousands of Indian and Chinese troops on either side of the Ladakh region. Thousands of Indian and Chinese troops are still locked in an impasse across the mountain passes of the Himalayan region of Ladakh and the banks of the glacier lake Pangong So, with neither side backing down, despite their foreign ministers having agreed 5 days ago to improve mutual trust and de-escalate tensions. And here's where it gets really serious. A Pakistani minister has threatened India with a nuclear attack in the bloody last war and says only Muslims will survive. Sheikh Rashid made the threat of a nuclear war, claiming that Pakistan has very precise weapons, which are small and perfect and are able to target specific regions. Okay, according to Britain's Chief of Defense Intelligence, the Chinese regime poses the greatest threat to world order. This stands in stark contrast to comments coming from China that the United States is the greatest threat to world order. Lieutenant General Jim Hockenhull, speaking for the first media briefing at the UK's Defense Intelligence Hub based at the Royal Air Force Base in Whiten, Cambridgeshire, discussed how global players such as Russia and China continually challenge the existing order without prompting direct conflict, operating the expanding gray zone between war and peacetime. Notice how he wants to defend the existing order, which has the West up on top. While Hockenhull saw Russia as posing the greatest military and geopolitical threat to European security, he reserved the starkest warning for China's communist regime. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Yeah. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network is in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We don't have any billionaire philanthropists paying the bills for us, and we have a lot of bills. There's, you know, hosting costs, electricity, rent on the office, all of that stuff. Plus, we have to upgrade and improve our equipment in order to keep it keep on the air. It wears out rather fast when you consider the workload that we put it on. All these hours every day, all these days every week, and so forth. And first of all, a heartfelt thanks to everybody who has donated. And I understand some donations have come in. So thanks to all of you who did. And to those of you who did not, we know who you are. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you, and I thank you. We really do appreciate it. Okay, getting on back to the international news, the U.S. is pushing an unprecedented 7 major weapons system sales to Taiwan at once. And this is just another way of needling China. China, of course, is saying this is violation of the One China policy. But the U.S. is planning to sell as many as seven major weapon systems, including mines, cruise missiles, and drones to Taiwan. All righty. Article that is out of responsiblestatecraft.org. When it comes to Iran, how many failures is enough for Pompeo? For many years, Secretary of State Pompeo has worked to bring Iran to heel, if not to destroy the Islamic Republic altogether. He would presumably prefer to accomplish those ends through economic and political warfare, but it is unlikely he would object to military attacks if that's what it takes. As a congressman from Kansas as early as 2014, he was urging Washington to attack Tehran's nuclear facilities, noting it would take under 2,000 sorties or bombings to do the job. That's not an insurmountable task for the coalition forces, he said. I remember when John McCain was out there dancing around and going, bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, 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 bomb. And he thought that was funny. He really thought that was funny. Can you imagine what would happen to not just Iran, but the neighboring countries if those nuclear facilities were bombed? It would be another Chernobyl. Apparently, that's small price to pay to get those gosh darn Iranians here. Now, Trump says he is willing to sell other Gulf countries the same advanced weapons given to Israel. And this was in an interview ahead of the signing ceremony for the normalization agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Trump said he would be willing to sell other countries in the Middle East the same advanced weapons the U.S. sells to Israel. Trump told Fox News they're very wealthy countries for the most part. Trump also mentioned the UAE's desire for U.S.-made F-35s and said he would personally not have a problem with the UAE acquiring the warplanes. Now, Israel, of course, is very upset about that and is already out there demanding that the U.S. not sell these advanced weapons to the other countries in the Middle East, even the ones that it supposedly has just normalized relations with. Well, Israel has finally realized it can't veto the sale. So instead, what it's demanding is $8 billion in warplanes to give them a qualitative edge over the other countries in the region. Now, the way Israel envisions this going down, they'll get some $8 billion in equipment, which you will pay for, mostly advanced U.S.-made aircraft. This would include an entire squadron of F-35s, the very plane that was supposedly the cause of all this. Now, while Israel was previously objecting to the sales to the UAE as threatening their military edge, officials are now revising it based on the reality they're not going to get their way on blocking the sale from happening. All right, the Trump administration has forced the Qatari news network Al Jazeera to register as a foreign agent. Now, earlier this year, the Trump administration forced Chinese state media outlets operating in the U.S. to register as foreign agents. Twitter and other social media companies followed suit by labeling accounts linked to Chinese and Russian state-funded media companies with tags warning for state-affiliated media. Pretty soon, Jack Dorsey might be slapping a similar label on accounts associated with Al Jazeera after the Trump administration branded the popular media company, which publishes in English and Arabic, as a foreign agent. But note that AIPAC is still not required to register as a foreign agent. Okay, getting over to the military side, the U.S. Air Force used a hypervelocity projectile, or HVP, capable of traveling Mach 7.3, fired from an Army M109 howitzer tank to shoot down a fast-moving cruise missile over a missile range in New Mexico. This is a hypersonic smart bullet. Now, tanks shooting down cruise missiles is awesome. You're saying it's like a video game in science fiction. You're not supposed to be able to shoot down a cruise missile with a tank, but now, yes, you can if the bullet is smart enough, and the bullet we use for the system is exceptionally smart. Over in the Air Force, 98 airmen have died by suicide so far in 2020, and the new tally confirms comments Brown made 3 weeks earlier about how the Air Force is on a path to be as bad as 2019 in terms of suicide loss. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about the economy here a little bit before we start taking phone calls. And apparently Hong Kong is formally demanding the U.S. drop the Made in China labeling regulations. And they're going to take this to the World Trade Organization and try and get it off there. Now, I don't know. These days, you know, Made in China is not a bad thing. I remember when it was, when it meant, you know, cheap, shoddy workmanship. But China makes some really good stuff. You know, if you're willing to say, make us really good stuff. You know, China will give you what the importers want to import. And if the importers want to import cheap crud, that's what they're going to get. But China makes things like the iPhone and the iPad. They seem to do very well here. All right, we got a caller on the line already. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. David in Boston. Hello, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. Sloppy Joe Biden, he outdid himself at a press conference. Have you heard about his latest verbal gaffe?
Which one?
Well, evidently, this is his latest one, Michael. You're not going to believe this. This is a classic. he was talking about different things, but then he brought up the Clinton presidency, President Bill Clinton and Hillary,
yes,
and everything. And you know how Hillary is first lady. She was often called the first co-president.
Yes.
Hillary was Bill's co-president. She was more than just the first lady. She was co-president along with Bill and everything. But, Michael, can you believe this, that Sloppy Joe was talking about that, and he was talking about Bill Clinton and everything, and then he referred to Hillary Clinton as Bill Clinton's comorbidity.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Isn't that unbelievable to refer to Hillary Clinton as Bill Clinton's comorbidity instead of co-president?
That is a very odd statement for him to make. I wonder what he intended to say.
Well, I think he intended to say co-president, and it came out Bill Clinton's comorbidity. When he, you know, I think he meant to say Hillary was Bill Clinton's, she was co-president. It had to do with his selection of Kamala Harris and a woman possibly becoming the first president and all this business, you know?
Yes.
So, isn't that pretty wild?
That's pretty wild out there. But, I mean, you know, I can understand why Joe is staying home and sending his wife out to campaign for him.
Michael, some people say, you know how people say, well, I wouldn't lie to you. Well, Michael, I would never lie to you, and I would never tell you the truth either, you know?
Okay.
So anyways, Michael, that's just a little humor out of my figment of my imagination. But, you know, he would make a gaffe like that. He would refer to Hillary as President Bill Clinton's comorbidity. And if he won't refer to Hillary Clinton as Bill Clinton's comorbidity, I will. Okay.
Okay, I can understand why you would say that.
Yeah, so I...
When Bill Clinton was not in the Oval Office, Hillary would sit in there doing her work?
How about that one... the reason Bill used to like to sexually assault a woman in the Oval Office. That was his preferred place for these rapes and sexual assaults and everything, because he knew that the woman wouldn't be able to hide in the corner.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, because, you know, you corner an animal, you corner a woman, they might come out fighting and scratching like a panther or something, you know.
Yeah, but isn't it hard to chase them down in a room without any corners?
Well, you know, Clinton was pretty good at cutting corners, you know.
Yeah.
So but anyways, Mike, I'll start the show off, I guess, with a little humor. I don't, you know, all the serious, I'm telling you, man, all the serious stuff you were talking about, this world.
Hello, David?
Really, huh?
Okay, seems like we lost David, so let's switch.
Oh, really? Mike?
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
Yeah. like I said, we... Okay, I'm getting my voice back. And could you relist the callers that we... and it just went down again. Okay. try this again. And we're back. All righty. Any chance we could get our callers relisted? And I'm still hearing my own. Looks like I got a short show today. Okay, let's see how long it's taking. Don't try to re-enter Virto. Okay, you're on air. Good. All right, can we have our callers relisted again? Because when I went back into Virto, I lost them. Okay, Joe in Tennessee. Joe, are you there?
Me, Mike. Hey, do you hear me, Mike?
Hey, there you are. Yeah, hey. We had a little gremlin there.
Yeah, I had to call you on my cell phone yesterday. My regular phone wouldn't go through, but that happens to me once in a while. I think I'm being monitored.
Yes.
I've been talking too much about
that. We're
all
being monitored.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to say to all your other listeners, I donated to RBN and whatreallyhappened.com, and it's a relatively painless process, you know. So if you have your credit cards handy, it really is an incredible thing to have the ability to have your voice be heard, and it's something that the powers that be definitely want to put an end to. So if everybody can, if you have a little extra money, it will really help. And like I said, if we lose RBN and this ability, really the whole country is going to be soon after. Really is. I really firmly believe that this is one of the last bastions of real free speech out there. Everything else is try getting a hold of anybody else and speaking your mind. Even Facebook. I mean, I've been thrown off Facebook. I've been thrown off, you know, Yahoo Sheriff would, you know, censor me. And, I mean, I might push
the envelope
a little
bit. Well, look how Fox News shut down Newt Gingrich yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was calling about. I mean, I got to tell you, if to watch that lady, Harrison Faulkner or whatever, to watch her face, like she, you could tell she was hearing a whole lot from, like, the control room, like, shut him up. And she was, like, and her eyes were bugged out. It was an incredible thing to watch, and you're not talking about just any schmo. I mean, Newt Gingrich was, you know, Speaker of the House. They have him on all the time, and they basically told him, you know, what were the exact words? You can't bring up George. Let's not bring up George Soros. And Gingrich is like, why not? He's the guy that's funded Antifa. Oh, so it just shows, like, what the amount of power that these Jews and their Antifa allies and stuff have in the media, let alone the FBI. You know, Ray was on, once again back to the FBI, but Ray was at a congressional hearing, and he said basically the biggest threat to the United States is the self-radicalized internet loner. He didn't say anything about left or right, but he didn't bring up the biggest threat, like maybe could be the people that are, like, burning down the half the state of Oregon and
yeah.
Washington. And no, that's not the biggest threat. It's some guy going and reading things on the internet that aren't coming from the establishment or the Jew-controlled media. So that's the biggest threat to the FBI director. And in a way, he's right. He's actually being honest with us. Because there is no threat to the FBI director or the FBI from the ADL-trained Antifa terrorists that are out there. But
yes.
You know, not to him and not to his establishment, which he protects, and his Jewish friends that he protects. No, the biggest threat, he's right, the biggest threat is the so-called radicalized internet loner, because he's going to get his information from other sources. He's going to see how the FBI is in bed and being and controls Antifa. So he's mm-hmm. being honest. Now, to you and me, the biggest threat are the Antifa people, because people are dying. They're burning down cities. They're burning down, you know, lighting fires, wildfires. They're killing a lot of people, destroying all kinds of property. That is a threat to a patriotic, somewhat loner, radicalized American patriot. That's the threat to us. But to Ray, no, his threat is the guy that's, like, finding alternate sources of information and might be saying, oh, my God, the FBI is controlled by the ADL, and so is Antifa. And then look at Fox News. Oh, my God, they even cut off Newt Gingrich because he started bringing that up. So it's amazing how much power Antifa and George Soros has in this country. It really is. You know, even with, you know, you think you're, there's hope because you elect a populist president and, you know, this, but to see this, like, so out in the open, it's scary and amazing at the same time.
That's a good thing to see it out in the open like that, because, you know, that kind of power only works if nobody knows it's being applied. But if everybody sees what's happening, that's the first step to bringing it all crashing down.
Oh, no, and I'm applauding it. That's why I'm bringing up to watch that if you get a chance on YouTube. With, I'm sure you have, but anybody in your audience, if you haven't seen it, it's an amazing, like, and I don't really know who the lady was that was in the interview. I have to look back and get more of it, because there was a lady off camera that was saying, oh, don't go there, don't talk about that. And then that the black lady was kind of caught in the middle, and then she's hearing from her earpiece also. So it really shows, it was you can't beat that. I mean, it was just a wonderful thing. But I've been monopolizing your time. So once again, if anybody can donate to RBN, just to be able to have one bastion of free speech, it's really a wonderful thing to do. And I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the phone call. Thank you for the nice words and the plug for the fundraising drive here. We're going to switch over to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Just curious. I heard on another program earlier today that they're having a freedom rally against the lockdowns in Austin on Saturday, October 3rd. Mm-hmm. But then I hop on the internet and I can't find any information on it. And was just curious if y'all knew of anything
familiar with it, but maybe somebody will call on in with like a website or some other organizing entity that we can share with our listeners.
All right. If they could find out and, you know, keep reminding us of it, I certainly intend to be there. So, all right. Thank you, Matt.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Dan. We're going to let you go and switch to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Hey, I almost tossed my radio out the window. Our local Department of Health director just informed me, after 40 years of my experience, I didn't know how I didn't pick up on that. She said that the incubation period of the COVID can be as much as 5 to 7 weeks. So that implies that we need to have a quarantine period of not 2 weeks, but 2 months. I said, well, with all my years of experience in pathology, I didn't realize that was the required incubation time. So what they're trying to do is to make it so they can lock us down even more. Instead of being 2 weeks as incubation, in fact, she's indicating by her very medically astute, you know, understanding that it takes 5 to 7 weeks. And I'm sitting in here and I said, what the hell are you talking about, woman? It is pathetic. These political scientists drive me crazy.
Yes.
There's so much bull crap.
Yeah, scientism or Scientology. That was what that word originally meant, was a fascination with science without being a scientist.
Well, anyway, be aware, if you're coming to Utah, you might have to quarantine for 2 months before you can go out.
Well, Utah's a beautiful state, and I've been there, but I'm not planning on coming back anytime soon.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know that in Utah, the quarantine will be probably pushed to 2 months instead of 2 weeks. Anyway, it just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I can understand why.
You don't know how painful it is to know the facts, to be able to, you know, survive the bull crap that is being fed to the entire world. You know, they think that viruses fly, they can jump, they can live forever out in the environment. It's all a load of crap.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's crap. Anyway, we have these pseudo physicians, these pseudoscientists. You know, they get on the screen or get on the TV and they talk with such authority. It's absolute bullcrap. Absolute bullcrap. And an old guy like me that knows the facts, you know, my best friend is a microscope. I tell people, the microscope never lies. The technician behind it, he does. And he's doing it to satisfy his grant provider. That's the sad thing in science. So much of the stuff that's published is blovia. They want to make it so...
What's the golden rule in science? Whoever has the gold makes the science. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're going to have to let you go here. We got to take another break for commercials. And we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Mike.
Fine.
I know the fake news network, that's what I call Fox. I've been calling that for years. I saw the clipping. I don't watch Fox News, but I saw the clipping earlier and Alex Jones. He was playing, I think David Knight was playing here. One of the InfoWars people was playing it. All right. It doesn't surprise me at all. These people are they're part of the mainstream media, the corporate media, okay? They're sponsored largely by Big Pharma. They're a total, complete fake news. In some ways, they're worse than the other two, okay? Because the other two, you know where they're coming from. But the Fox will try to give you a different, fair and balanced nonsense, you know? The fact of the matter is, these people, the only thing they're fair and balanced to are their billionaire sponsors and their corporate sponsors that
yes.
Keep you going, okay? That's the only thing they're fair and balanced for. And we had an earlier, I seen another thing about, that guy, Brian Kilmeade, one of the most vicious, disgusting, warmongering neocons on any channel. When he got Trump to say something about that he was close to ordering a hit on President Assad there of Syria. And
yeah.
You see how gleeful. Again, I don't watch, but I was watching the clippings on another show. As a matter of fact, We Are Change showed it. You can see the glee on this murdering scum space there, Kilmeade, you know? Murder scum.
Mm-hmm.
He was never in the military himself to kill me. He's just a, I think he was a sports reporter before he actually became a so-called news reporter. And that's why I say so-called. So don't kid yourself, folks. You think you're getting anything out of Fox but a bunch of lies. And that includes Hannity, by the way, a big Russia hater, a Putin
yes.
hater.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is, he gives you also, all right, he'll say Trump wasn't, helped by the Russians, but the Russians really helped the Democrats or some other nonsense like that. Russians had nothing to do with the last election or any of our elections, as far as I know. Hannity's, warmonger. He never saw a war. He never, he had a war he didn't support. He was very much in support of the illegal invasion of Iraq. The only good one they have there, and I do listen to him, not on Fox News, because I don't want to give him the credit of watching. I do get Fox Now, one of my on Sling TV, but I don't watch it though. But I do get it on YouTube sometimes, and I get Tucker Carlson, and I'll watch
yes.
him a little bit because he's the only one, not only on Fox on the fake news network, but any of the fake news media that will give you some kind of a truth. He's about as close to being really independent media as you're going to find. And I really wonder how long the fake news network is going to keep him on there before it is.
Well, we don't know. I mean, he's gone into a lot of areas they'd rather he did not. He must have a really good contract. Anyway, Mark, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.